heard the news in the early morning, the Queen of the North went down. 99 people got off, and there's two that may never be found. She hit Gill Island on the starboard side and suffered a jagged tear. The whole vessel shook, there was water everywhere. One man closed the bulkhead doors, trying to hold the ocean back. Coast Guard called and lifeboats lowered, there was only time to act. There was crew waist deep in the water, making sure everybody got out okay. And from a distance, they watched the bow go under. They moved towards Hartley Bay. Nineteen knots can be a deadly force when you run through the night water and you're running off course. From Port Hardy to Prince Rupert, the people come around and they talk about the North, what she meant to their town. And the first trip they remember, then the last. Now she went down so fast. Just off Gill Island, the water rocks gently back and forth, and 1,400 feet below lies the Queen of the North. Now the inside passage protects, it brings shelter from the open water. Then I stood on that deck myself and said goodbye to my daughter. So many people took that boat and arrived safe and sound. It's hard to believe the North has gone down. She was a lifeline for the Charlottes and all along the North Coast. She worked for the people that needed her the most. And somebody should have been watching, and maybe we'll never know why. And out near Gill Island, I thought I heard somebody cry. Nineteen knots can be a deadly force when you run through the night water and you're running off course. From Port Hardy to Prince Rupert, the people come around and they talk about the North and what she meant to their town. And the first trip they remember, then the last. Now she went down so fast. Just off Gill Island, the water rocks gently back and forth, and 1,400 feet below lies the Queen of the North. Just off Gill Island, the water rocks gently back and forth, and 1,400 feet below lies the Queen of the North.